I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and coming up, Art St. Louis's plans for an art gallery cafe in downtown that will feature the work of regional artists. The North City Farmers Market in St. Louis is in a neighborhood where the majority of its residents are African American, but it's been a challenge to attract more of them to the market every week. Community organizers are attempting to change that. Their idea is to feature African American musicians with the hope that shoppers will follow. St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams has more on the summer music series at the North City Farmers Market.
It's a hot and sunny late morning Saturday in the Old North neighborhood. Kids are running around, there's lively music by local artist Jamaica Ray, and a steady stream of people are walking up and down the 2700 block of North 14th Street. They're admiring the fresh greens, sweet empanadas, hearty bread, and even dog treats that are for sale. The North City Farmers Market has been a summertime fixture in the area for 7 years running. The atmosphere is familial and welcoming, the vendors are chatty, and the patrons are curious about what is being offered. The market has grown little by little with new customers every summer. They're no Soulard or Tower Grove, but they take pride in being able to service the community and its neighbors with edibles, entertainment, and education. However, despite going door-to-door and posting regular social media updates, they've never been able to bring out as many African-American patrons as they'd like. This year, they decided to change that.
The market is a project of Old North St. Louis Restoration Group, and the Restoration Group's mission is to revitalize both the physical and social dimensions of the neighborhood. Everything we do is really focused on the voice of the community and input from the community and driven by the community, so I think that's just our process.
That's Claire Wolf. She's the Community Engagement Specialist at the Old North St. Louis Restoration Group. She submitted grant applications to arts and community nonprofit groups, STL SLOOP, and the Regional Arts Commission. The goal was to raise money that would fund a summer music series. They primarily want to bring in African-American musicians to play in order to bring more people out of their homes and into the market.
Our community is about 80% African-American, so we wanted the music to be really reflective of our community. We have music scheduled that's hip-hop, that's reggae, that's soul, that's rock. We have a really wide variety to tap into a variety of people's needs and interests.
Just across the way selling empanadas from El Chico Bakery is Nora Ryan, an attorney who volunteers weekly with the market.
And we're doing this in a bag, or are you going to eat them right now?
In a bag, please.
With her law office located just around the corner, she spends a lot of time in the neighborhood. As she mans her station, she says that the music series is a good idea, but thinks there should be additional outreach to African Americans in places such as churches to get more people to come to the market.
A lot of the people who are involved with the community activities are white. Of course, a lot of them live here too, but I think it's great to do something that's going to mix people up and attract more diversity to the market as far as customers, etc.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Terry Harris moved to the neighborhood in November and has been through the market nearly every week since it opened. He says he's seen a lot of diversity in the clientele that comes through.
I think that there's a certain soulful spirit of Old North that just moves you. And you take a look at the things that are happening in the city. It's a very diverse place in terms of every aspect of diversity, racial, socioeconomic status, education. You have this development that's going on. I mean, it's just an amazing place to be.
He says the music series focus is a must in order to keep the market viable and a true reflection of the area.
There's a huge African-American culture in Old North. And we have to celebrate that, and we want to celebrate that. And part of celebrating that is celebrating the people and getting the people involved, getting the people out to the community, having the people input on certain things. So we have to make sure that the things that we're offering in Old North is reflective of the people. I mean, that only makes sense.
In addition to doing more door-to-door outreach, which Harris has been a part of, he says that nutrition classes are also essential in conveying the market's importance. The executive director of the Old North St. Louis Restoration Group is Sean Thomas. He says that the success will lie in breaking the invisible yet impenetrable lines of communication in the neighborhood.
Well, we have tried to get a diverse range of vendors here to bring in different products that people have told us they want to have here, and we've succeeded in doing that. We also know that sometimes it takes a lot of one-on-one outreach. Even if we put a flyer in the door, they get a lot of other mail, they get a lot of other stuff that they overlook. So it takes that face-to-face communication mechanism, and a lot of times by neighbors themselves who've been here and can tell their neighbor that they've been here and they love it, and it's a lot of good community excitement.
Thomas says that reaching out to neighbors takes a lot of time and is costly, but that the new effort to create a summer music series featuring African-American artists is worth it. Again, Terry Harris.
When people hear that, you know, you have a Jamaica Ray, you have a soul band, you have blues, you know, and this is what the community is asking for and what they like, the people are going to come out, even if they don't buy anything, they're going to come out to listen to the music. And by listening to the music, then you have more people who are circulating around the vendors, and then hopefully they're buying things.
The North City Farmers Market is open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday through October 12th.
That's St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams. To view a photo slideshow of the Farmers Market, visit the Cityscape page at stlpublicradio.org. Coming up next on Cityscape, Art St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio.